I think we hear a lot about dark nights of the soul, especially in recent times when people all of a sudden read things about Mother Teresa and they hear that she went through 40 years of dark nights of the soul. And then it kind of challenged them and kind of make them question that, how can such a loving person, how can this saintly person, this holy person, go through the dark night of the souls? And then we talk about it, especially the news media talk about it as if they know everything, right? We hear self-made, self-proclaimed theologians begin to commentate on the dark night of the soul, and we talk about it much, but we don't know its origin and where things happen. Of course, the Bible has told us about the challenges, or what St. Ignatius would call desolation, that were imposed upon us or given to us when life gets hard, right? And for us, we need to know that dark nights of the souls only happen on the exterior level of our spirit, on the sentimental or emotional level, or some saints feel this desolation on their psychological level, but in their heart of hearts, they always feel the presence of God, and that never changed. Mother Teresa, deep within her heart of heart, knew that God always is present to her and loves her. She just couldn't feel his presence in the emotional or sentimental level or psychological at times. But deep within her heart, she knew that God loves her, that God is faithful to her, and he's always present to her. That never changed. So she suffered on the human level, but on her spiritual level, she's always felt her belovedness in God's sense. And for us too, St. John of the Cross today, the one who coined the term dark night of the soul, went through that not only spiritually speaking, he physically went through the dark night of the soul. He was one of St. Teresa of Avila, a great companion to reform the Carmelite orders, and his confreres literally locked him up in a dark dungeon, in a dark tower. And he felt that dark night, physically speaking. Imagine yourself and myself going through that experience, being locked up by our own brothers or sisters, feeling like we're no longer needed, feeling like we're all alone, rejected, abandoned, ignored, desolation kicks in. St. John of the Cross went through that in his own life. And with that experience, he had written many poems about the descent to the mountain to meet God, and sometimes to meet God too through what he calls the thicket of the cross, to go through the pains and the sufferings, which we don't like. Yet, even in our pains, our sufferings, our dark nights, God is there. There's grace there, which is hard for us, because I think all of this new age enlightenment and preaching tells us that we are the center of the universe. We are the criterion of all judgment, that God is somehow only exists to make me happy, to desire, to answer all of my desire and wanting. No, it would. If every one of us gets what we want, this world would be in chaos. If many of us get what we want, then why would they sell lottery tickets, you know? Then everyone would wish to win, right? But thanks be to God, we don't always get what we want. But we always get what we need through His grace. And that's why Jesus said today, if you want to be my disciple, pick up your cross and follow me. Through the thicket of the cross, by denying ourselves, by cutting off and letting go of what is not God, we learn how to love Him. And that hurts. Love hurts. And unless it truly and personally hurts us, then it's not love. Then it's only a relationship of convenience. It's only a companionship on the shallow level. Love has to hurt. Because when it's hurt, we choose to love, even when it's not easy to like, to desire, or to embrace whatever is appealing, apparent, or only beneficial to us. And it takes a lot of commitment to love. Just as the Lord has said that we need, before we set out on a journey, before we enter into this lifelong covenant with Him, we need to will to be faithful and to persevere, even when it hurts. Or else, anything and everything that is appealing or pulling us apart, we simply give up and say, oh, here, take me. This is more better. In the spiritual life, many spiritual masters have taught us that the no is the greater yes to something else, right? So having to say no to the things that are really appealing and easy for us, or what we want at this moment, we are saying greater yes to loving Him, who possesses our whole heart, who truly loves us. And that hurts. This is the way of holiness. This is the way of the cross. The way that no one else wants. None of us wants. I'll be the first one to raise my hand saying that it sucks. Right? It's not the message that we want to hear. But it's the only way that we can give ourselves personally, intimately, totally, and completely to the one who loves us. So, my brothers and sisters, two thoughts for you. First, when you're going through desolation or trials and hardships in your life, don't give up. Just like today, it's rainy and dark and gloomy out there, but if it's sunny all the time, we don't get the water that California need and we'll die of drought. There'll be gloomy days, but necessary days. Even when we do not see the sun, desolation without the sun. God continues to consult us with His loving presence, with the Son of Justice. So don't give up. And second, even when it gets hard, fix our eyes on Him. Continue to choose to love. And carry our cross. Said, Lord, this sucks. This hurts. This is too hard. But I choose to love You because You have shown me what it means to love when You have died for me on the cross.